You know, in this topsy-turvy, helter-skelter, crazier than a monkey-sniffing glue world we live in, folks is looking for answers. So I've taken some time and jotted a few things down that I figure ought to help. See what you think. First off, I think we ought to reimpose the death penalty for folks that drive around in them cars with them loud, booming stereos and them subwoofers you can hear for about 8 blocks away. Let me tell you, if I wanted to know something about your gangsta itch, I'd have bought the cassette my own homie self. I believe that they shouldn't be allowed to sell anything on TV that clings to my natural body contours. I believe that baseball ought to be played or watched down at the ballpark, but it shouldn't never be showed on TV. I tell you, I'd rather take an all-day whooping than watch somebody named Juan or Tito spit sunflower seeds for 4 hours. Unless it's a World Series, the only time baseball ought to be on TV is them episodes where they got the Dodgers to show up on the Beverly Hillbillies. I believe that a man should stop working out when his boobs get bigger than his wife's. I believe that all politicians is slimier than a noodled catfish, and I wouldn't trust any of them for 5 minutes alone with my kid's piggy bank. Terrorists, that's a big topic right now. I believe that in no shape, way, or form should we ever condone any policy that allows this government to do business with any one of them crazy terrorists. You know, like Gaddafi, Hussein, or Don King. I believe that Bart's little friend Milhouse on them Simpsons growed up to be Penn State coach Joe Paterno. I believe that when they start teaching you kids in school, along with reading, writing, arithmetic, they ought to teach fishing as a required subject. It's useful, it's stress relieving, and besides, it'll give them teachers a good cane pole to switch their little butts with. Cause like I say, spare the rod and reel, spoil the child. I believe that talking on a cellar phone while you drive your car is like trying to eat while you're having sex. Sooner or later, your mouth or your hand is going to be doing the wrong thing. And then there's foreign affairs. Plain and simple, I don't believe in them. And I don't believe neither would you if you'd brought home a dose of what I did that one time from Mexico, took 2 shots and the business end of a hot glass rod. I believe for every 5 pair of shoes the wife has, the husband ought to get to have 1 nudie magazine in the house. I believe in names and nicknames. I believe you can tell a lot about somebody and how you deal with them if you only know their name or their nickname. For instance, you'd never play poker with nobody named Ace. Don't leave your computer to be fixed by a man named Bubba. And if you name your daughter Trixie, odds are one day she'll be coming out of a big cake. Never tell a secret to somebody named Lippy. Or if you're picking sides for football, pick Moose first. Of course, now that I say that, it kind of makes sense how come Latisha's dated so many boys named Snake. I believe in affirmative action. Now, I know it's controversial, but the way I see it, a fella ought to be able to give a job to anybody he wants to. To carefully screen over the applicants, and then finally, after he's weighed each one of them's different strengths and weaknesses, he can feel free to hire the one that bounces best in the uniform. And finally, I believe in free lifetime fishing license for anybody named Roy D. I just threw that in there to see if y'all's paying attention. But I was dead serious about the rest of it, serious as a spandex rash on a showgirl. So take it to heart, America. If this don't work, I expect it'll probably just boil down to an ass whooping.